It's 48 past the hour. You're listening to Connecting Faith. And we've been talking about neighboring today, about building genuine relationships right outside your door. Name a book from Dave Runyon's co-author of that. Our friend Rick Mattson has written a book. It's been out for a few years, but we always love to connect with the Rick, who serves on staff at the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, working in a couple of college universities, McAllister College and St. Olaf College in Minnesota. But he's written a book called Faith is Like Skydiving. And we're not going to necessarily talk skydiving today, I don't think, Rick, but good to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
We want to just chat about, you know, one of the things that we realize that as believers we need to do more effectively is how to share our faith. And maybe one of the reasons we don't do it as effectively as we could, and we're hoping that over the weeks ahead we can talk more about it with Rick, but maybe we need to talk about the why. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, why do we even, you know, feel this passion, this need?
Yeah. Well, to summarize it, I think love for God and His Word and His mission, and then secondly, love for neighbor. You can do a lot of good theology based on those two points. So love for God. God is a worldwide mission that He's involved in. He's reconciling the world to Himself. If you go all the way back to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, God calls Abraham to be His servant, and it's through Abraham and his people, the people of Israel, that God first manifests Himself to the world, and that eventuates then in the coming of Jesus Christ, and the mission is just continued, God's desire to bless and to reconcile the world to Himself. If it starts with Abraham, it goes down through David and through Jesus and then through the apostles and then the early church and the medieval church and the Reformation, and here we are, Neil. So we're involved in what God intended through Abraham all the way back those thousands of years. And if we say to ourselves, well, if God is a missionary God, if He's missional, then we need to be as well, because we're His people and we need to be involved in what He's doing in the world. So love of God then will love His mission, and love of neighbor will be a compassionate response in sharing the gospel with our neighbors, just as you were talking about here the last few minutes with Dave.
It does need to be motivated by love for God, right? Any other motivation is going to come up short.
Yeah, you know, I don't think just obligation to biblical commands is quite enough. I mean, maybe that's not the worst thing in the world. I feel obligated to obey God. That's probably a good thing, too, but it's more robust and more healthy and whole, I would say, to obey God because we love Him. And that's what Jesus commands. He says, if you love me, you'll obey me. And so this is our love for Jesus and His work that we're involved in here.
I guess we've had an experience or two where we tried to enter into a faith conversation and it didn't go well. And so we tend to be kind of skittish about it.
Yeah. I keep getting back to two images that I'd like to share with the listeners. One is a salesperson, and I'm not against sales. I've been in sales in the past, and I know good sales folks, and so that's all good. But when it comes to sharing our faith, I think the image that's more powerful is a detective. What if we think of ourselves as detectives, and we're trying to discern what God is doing in the lives of our friends and neighbors, and then participate in what He is already doing in their lives? I think that gets us out of the business of bringing the gospel to people. And what I mean by that is, oh, this person doesn't have God in their life. God is in His heaven someplace. I'm down here. I'm His representative. And I'm going to give the sales pitch to this person in such a great way that they're going to come to faith. I think we can slip into that sort of thinking way too easily. Wouldn't it be more biblical, really, to say that God is already working in the lives of our friends and neighbors? Our job is to be what Rick Richardson in his books, he's a Wheaton evangelism teacher, what he calls being a detective and trying to understand what God is doing ahead of us. And then we walk into the conversation and play our part.
And that part doesn't have to be all the way from A to Z, right? It's maybe just taking or inviting or pushing the next step.
Right. Your prior guest was talking about taking that next critical step. I totally agree with that. And it's the accumulation, I think, of little steps. It's the ongoing process. It's being faithful in prayer, in trusting the Holy Spirit, and putting ourselves out there to be used by God, I think is where we'll see results in witness.
So say a bit about, you know, faith is like skydiving. Is it important to have, I mean, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, metaphoric neighboring, but are metaphors helpful when we're trying to engage in faith conversations?
I really think they are, because metaphors are much more memorable than abstract thoughts or abstract arguments. Believe me, I love a good argument, but the more I'm around college students in my job, the more I realize that if I can give some concrete stories and illustrations and analogies, those are much more memorable than if I'm just throwing arguments out there. So the whole idea then behind the book, Faith is Like Skydiving, is, and that's the most obvious metaphor in the book. If someone asks me, well, what do you mean by faith? What is faith? Is it just blind opinion? Are you making things happen in the external world by willing it in your mind, and that's your faith? No, not at all. Faith is Like Skydiving suggests the idea that we don't have this blind leap of faith into the air. Like if I went skydiving, I would check out the gear and the company and the pilot and the plane and the parachute, and I'd want to know what I'm getting into. However, there's still that moment, that critical moment when the plane door opens and you go and you take a risk. So what I would call that is an informed faith. It's an informed jump. It's not a blind leap. It's not a blind jump. You've done the research. You've come to the conclusion that this is true. I should commit my life to it. And when you're in the plane, you've come to the conclusion that I'm going to be safe. This parachute is going to save me. And I'm going to take the risk to jump out of the plane right now. So there's always an element of risk. That's not what I'd call proof. Proof is when you get to the ground.
Yes. Do you have opportunity not only to share faith and engage in dialogue with those that are interested in exploring, but also training those that are trying to be more effective? Is there maybe one thing that tends to, you know, we stumble on maybe more than others?
Let's see. One thing that we stumble on, I think fear just slows us down so much. And I think if we get this notion that the Holy Spirit is going ahead of us, it'll reduce the fear factor a bit, because it takes the pressure off me. I don't have to be the world's greatest evangelist to be a person who shares their faith regularly. And even though I'm trained, I still feel insecure at times around the idea of witness. Oh, am I imposing on this person? Or are they going to reject me? But if we think God has gone before us, and if we think the Christian life is defined by taking these risks, that's what being a Christian is in the lives of our friends, then I think we'll get out there and we'll do it. And I think evangelism is momentum, too. Once you do it two or three times, the fourth is easier. And once you do it 20 times, the 21st is a lot easier.
Yeah.
So build ourselves up to that point by taking those smallest steps that your prior guest, I really appreciated what he was saying, Dave Runyon, what he was talking about, those incremental steps.
We're going to talk more in the weeks ahead about ways that we can take some of those incremental steps with Rick Mattson. Rick does outreach, serves on staff at the University of Christian Fellowship, serving on the McAllister College and St. Olaf College campus, Minnesota, and has written a book called Faith is Like Skydiving. And we're going to hear more about that in the moments in the days ahead. But Rick, thank you for your encouragement with us today, because we want to grow in this area. I mean, this is, as you said, you know, God is a missional God. We want to be joining him in what he's already doing.
Yes, so. Yes. Okay, talk to you soon.
Rick Mattson joining us here on Connecting Faith. I just want to encourage you, if you missed part of today's show, want to listen to a portion of it again, or better yet, pass it on to a friend. You know, all our interviews are shareable. We post those interviews on our show page at myfaithradio.com. You go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. So you can listen to this interview. We'll post it here after the show, and or others that you can find there, and do some searching online at myfaithradio.com, and then let others know. And I want to encourage you that tomorrow, as we kind of head into weekend before Valentine's, we're going to talk a little bit about encouraging a tired relationship, How can you sort of bring that spark back? Joe Bender is going to talk with marriage expert Dr. David Clark. He's offering some tools and tips from his book, Kiss Me Like You Mean It, for bringing passion back in the relationship. You want to be a part of that tomorrow on Connecting Faith right here on the Faith Radio Network. Check us out online anytime at myfaithradio.com.